Hey, you are listening to The Growth Signal. My name is Alyssa Nolte.
My name is Joanna Zhen.
And we are going to have an incredible conversation, so let's get right into it. What is your hot take?
Wow, the hot take for me, I think I want to really share the future trend of working with AI together with a human-centric as a team together will be the future trends to really shape the relationship and the growth for the business together.
So tell me more about that. Are you talking about like AI agents working within humans? Are you talking about AI talking to customers? Tell us more.
Yes, that's the current trend. I can sense hugely that all the business that start to get involved with a lot of AIs. A few days ago, I went to a conference that was like AI-empowered CEO boardroom. So everyone was sharing new AI tools. And I had a chat with some of the people out there. They are very AI involved and empowered CEOs and business owners. And we have a common feeling of that AI is amazing, is a wonderful tool for us to really grow the business. However, at the same token, there is a threat, not threat, like a trend of meaning of people will start to losing the touch face of the human centric, of human as a soul with compassion and empathy and understanding, respect with human beings. Because AI are very great tools to work with and they actually follow whatever we say, right? There's no rejections, there's no attitude, there's no basically setbacks. And then by working with a human, we actually learning different life lessons. So we just see there is a gap there. If someone is purely growing the business on AI, they may lose part of the human touch as a part of the soul alignment. But if we purely work with a human, there'll be lacking of some of the efficiency and, you know, the booming with this trend. So I personally feel there is a gap. Always is a great opportunity now for us to look into the area, how we can work better together with AI, with a human as a team.
I think you're so right. I was actually just having this conversation with someone else about, you know, where there was this whole debate about hybrid teams, right? And some of us work from home and some of us are in the office and all of that. And it's been a real conversation about the concept of a hybrid team. And I wonder if there is a future relatively soon in which hybrid team takes on a new meaning, in which hybrid team means human beings and AI agents.
Yeah, I think that the era has come now. And I think given that there's such huge booming, you know, period of this AI, and I think that we should really start to consider the strategy and really, because I did this, for example, I had a conversation with the two type of clients. One type is like a solopreneurs. They are very efficient, self-sufficient with all the technologies, you know, and they feel like they could use AI actually to do everything for them. However, there's one symptom they're showing up overall is overwhelm. Because they are, as a human, as a decision maker, as a communicator, as a human centric, you know, there's a lot of things can be done AI, but a lot of things still need manpower to do it. And by one person dealing with all that, so the symptom for solopreneurs empowered with AI is overwhelmed. There's another group, can be someone already working with a team of people, and then they actually engage with AI as well. By doing that, and actually there is a team structure or system still need to be formed together to really help human AI working together well. So I could see those are areas we could really look into down the track to really fill in those gaps and to really work together well with AI. Mm.
One of the things that I see that I think people kind of miss when it comes to their AI and experiences is that they are trying to integrate AI and automation into poorly conceived process, right? And like, you can't automate poor process. You have to automate good process. And if you haven't done the foundational work to have the right data, to have the right systems in place, it does not matter how advanced your AI is. It's going to be a shell of what it could be.
Well, that's so true, because that's where the human-centric expertise can play in, because all those uniqueness of the genius of each individual souls, can't be replaced easily by AI. And with all those experience, all the wisdoms, you know, it can't be easily replaced by AI. So, and you're so right. By doing the business, there was a lot of journey, even myself, experience like trial and errors to really build a good foundations. And this all part of our learning, the growth journey to learn. So AI is wonderful, great, but without those pieces, how to say, the wisdom or experience to plug in, well, certainly we'll have a different bumps on the journey. Yeah, such a great point.
And, you know, when you're thinking about your experience in your business and the business that you've created, how do you see AI fundamentally changing, you know, your business and the businesses that you work with? And two, how do you think that that's going to change your clients' needs and experiences and all of that? Like, if I can just hire a group of AI agents, why do I need people?
Wow, great question. You know, my business actually purely based on working with a human to start with, right? So I started this business 7 years ago when I worked as a solopreneur, as a financial planner. But at the time, I needed a lot of help from different aspects. So I started to, there's a lot of challenges and hurdles, don't get me wrong, because while working with a human and with myself, personal leadership changes, I basically create a star team that everyone specializes in the areas, and I can customize a team suitable for the business needs. We call it fractional VA service. It's more like a plug and play team, and we can fill in those gaps in the system within the business budget to really scale up. So I start a business as a foundation, as that purely working with the team and the source, every single source. And then now AI has started kicking. I can certainly see there are so many areas has been really uplifted. You know, productivity, for example, for these LinkedIn lead generation and CRM automations and even social media, you know, like generating the content, all different aspects of the business has AI click in for certain areas to really boost efficiency. So I could see that there's a huge trend. But in saying that, because I could see the trend, a lot of people started to purely rely on AI. And as you mentioned, either lack of good experience foundation, or started to really purely rely on AI without the critical thinking, or maybe missing the opportunity to working with a human to really understand the human, like for the client central point of view, or maybe even with the team members. So my mission and passion now is really how to integrate the human AI together. By working within our own business, the practice, AI and the team member can work together. I believe we can really fill in this gap down the track, because we're providing this plug and play system into the different business, even though they actually working with AI. By helping our clients to change our life, as an example, like, we are really dedicated to help those people really power with working with AI now. Like, not missing the connection and collaboration with the human part. It's a bit hard to, how to say, for them, for example, to engage with traditional model like full-time, part-time employee. I can see the trend of even VA industry will have a huge change. Because down the track, like full-time, part-time VA will start to really have difficulties to engage with this kind of business. By saying that, I think by providing a plug-and-play team, a fractional VA service, I think maybe that can fill in that gap. So that's my mission and passion. I really wanted to combine both together, yeah, to help business grow.
You know, one question that I've been kind of wrestling with is one of my non, well, I guess technically it is still kind of business, but one of my kind of areas of interest is like the future of work, and how do we create work environments that we actually enjoy what we're doing and love the work that we do? Because I love my business. I love being an entrepreneur. I love growing things, but I know that most people don't love their 9-to-5 in the same way that I do. And I think that that is really too bad. So I'm on a personal mission to change that as a side note. But how can AI help us start to prevent burnout, right? Because that's a big hot topic of people saying like, I'm burned out, I'm tired. So is AI the magic antidote that we've all been looking for to help us stop burning out at our jobs?
You mean for the people in the workforce?
Yeah. The people who are having to service these customers or work with these clients, the teams that are the people, the humans behind the product or the service.
I think that can really help either with the workforce or in the business. I think that's both ways. And I think the methodology is similar as outsourcing. When we think about outsourcing, no matter is AI or human, we're going to outsourcing for the part we don't like to do first, right? And I actually have exercise I always share with my audience and my clients as well. That was the exercise I did 7 years ago when I started this business. At the time, I was still a financial planner, but I had a business coach. So at the day, we actually did the exercise of incompetence, competence, excellence, and genius. Actually, we just list out everything around our life, work, any areas we can think of to those four categories. IT and marketing was my incompetence for sure. It's something I don't like to do. I'm not good at. So it's very simple for me. Straight away, I'll outsource that layer. And then when I got to the competence, I found out, oh, I was financial planning. But actually, my financial planning was only the competence area, which means I can do it. I can do it well, but I don't love it dearly. Maybe that will resonate with what you mentioned just now about 9 to 5. Yeah. We're doing those professions, but we don't really love it dearly. But that area actually gave me a signal or start to think about directions. Is that the career I wanted to do the rest of my life? And at the time, I don't think so. I need to make a decision because there's something missing from my heart. I need to dive deeper into my genius. I really truly want to work around my genius. So I think by doing this exercise, we can actually find out those areas. We can delegate out layer by layer, either by human or to AI, whomever it is. Probably we can go with that sequence to gradually off our load and to really get our passion back.
You know, one of the things that anyone who's ever started a business has to learn multiple times over is, you know, setbacks, barriers, failures, everything that, you know, you don't want to talk about. You want to talk about, oh, I'm a successful business owner and I've done all this and I've done all that. You know, tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. Did you have any of those, you know, setbacks or barriers or things that kind of were hard for you? Tell us about that.
All the time. All the time. That's what a growth about. If we don't have a hiccups, if we don't have a challenges, we don't have a room to grow. A lot of time growth is based on going out of the comfort zone. A lot of time growth is coming from when we have no challenges and bottleneck and we really want to break through, right? So that was the motivation. So that was a very necessary piece through all the entrepreneur journey. And I think maybe in terms of that, I can share I can share about this one. Maybe resonate with your communication, collaboration, and relationship with the customer or internal team members. I had a major transformation about my leadership style. All right. So when I started a business, I was totally title leader. I was a founder. I was director. So when I communicate with others, it's like you got to listen to me. I said so because my way is highway. I was like,
I think we've all said that a couple of times.
Yeah. And because I didn't know at the time until I actually had my soul awakening about 3 years ago, where I find my soul mission, soul power, soul purpose. It is around leadership and helping teams and members to grow. But I realized at the time I was so freaking like a controlling freak. It was because I was lack of security. I need a control to make sure things according to my expectation, right? But because I had this spiritual awakening, making me start to aware, letting go of control is one of my last lessons I need to focus on. Then my leadership style actually changed to serving leader. Serving leader is more like understanding other person's perspective and really have empathy and the respect and have a patience to give them space to grow. So since then, I started to really, instead of, you know, holding back very rigid, started to wholeheartedly to give out as a serving leader. But by saying that, when I do that, I used to be people-pleasing too because I don't want to disappoint others. But by doing that, there's another challenge coming up. When I'm serving too much, although sometimes some people can cross the border, right? Or, you know, many times cross the border. But before I had a soul awakening, because I was people-pleasing, I didn't really look after myself very well, to be honest. I didn't respect my own feeling very well. So I allow those people to step on my boundaries, to be honest. But after the soul awakening and the soul ascension, I start to really reverse all the attention into myself, not external anymore, just look at myself, how to really love myself, accept myself, respect myself, have a patience with myself, because those are the things if we don't have, we won't be able to give it to others at all. Then I started to now grow into a spiritual leader phase, which means I started to balance compassion and the boundary. So those are the areas that actually changed my communication style totally. Totally. And the people, there was one team member, very interesting. Like at the very beginning, she worked for me. And then she left because she had some health issues and family issues. After a few years, she came back. And she said, Joe, you had so much change, you know. Like she even, when we have team meetings, she shared her story with everybody else. She said, Joanna has so much changes. At the very beginning, she made me cry. She still remembers. She also come back. And then we're still working together, right? And the best, and another team member, she very good at her work, but constantly has some red flags, you know.
Yeah.
And before, I would just... But it's very frustrating that now, because I have a stronger boundary, I set the internal warning system to really recognize the good behaviors and really let them bear the consequences if they preaching certain acts. So the actual balancing out, everybody started to have motivation, really stick to the act. And the purpose for them, I make them aware, is purely help them to grow. That's the pure purpose of that. Nothing else. So I think that's a journey. We all experience all different challenges and hurdles. And if not because of all the things, I wouldn't be able to form this business, because I start to working with the VAs has a lot of challenges. Imagine I had a title leader, right? So communication issues, quality issues. If someone leave the work, I have to start over again. But because of these challenges, I started to find a solution for myself, for my own business to start with. Then I thought, why don't I share with others? And I think a lot of time entrepreneurship is about solving the problem, finding solutions for certain problems. And if we have an experience about ourselves, if we don't have the solution, how can we help others? So I think that's a very necessary part for us to experience all that. But at the same token, I think it depends on how I look at it. If we're looking at it, I feel like very negative, feel like, oh, why I'm so unlucky? Why I experience all this? Why? If we constantly focus on why, they will be very energy draining, right? Mm-hmm. And give us very negative impact. However, if we impact, focus on how and realize the lesson behind and learn from it, there'll be totally different transformation.
So, you know, thinking about your experience there, how do you think that your leadership style and the way that it changed? And of course, we're always happy when an employee comes back and says, wow, you've changed for the better, not wow, you've changed for the worse. But how do you think that's changed how you connect with your clients and customers? Does your change in leadership have any impact on your business's ability to grow?
Of course, yeah. Because I learned the life lesson of letting go of control, and they're actually helping me to bond deeper with my team members and start to really respect and understand them. And same token, with my client relationship changed too. I used to get frustrated for some clients before with certain areas.
We all have that client. We all have that client. You're like, you want to shake them.
We all have those moments. But since I practiced the self-love, right, and I really practiced the soul ascension part, really focus on myself, have a boundary and have more and more vibe of love coming from intention instead of exchange as a business, right? I start to love their problem now. I start to care them as a soul, because whenever they have a different moment, they have different challenges, I start to understand them first. And then that actually gave me a peaceful mindset. Whenever something happens, I understand them, but then second step is separate lessons. If they have emotions, it's their own lesson. I don't have to let it affect me. But on the same token, if something happening during the process, something they're unhappy about or maybe hiccup, that means some opportunities for us to grow, isn't it? Because there must be something we can improve to fine-tune the process and to really recognize that. And by doing that, because I'm very sensitive to my own emotion now, so about customer service, I can very sensitive to sense their energy. When something they say, I can recognize it and we can rectify and then recognize it and respond to it and to calm them down and to find the solutions. So there's more about more sensitivity and the connection and really with a truly willingly, wholeheartedly to help them to solve the problem has changed the whole shit, you know, like the aspect towards our client. And that actually forged really deep, long relationship and partnership with our clients. Totally.
You know, thinking about all of the incredible people that you know or aspire to know, who else should we be listening to? Who else should we be paying attention to?
I'd like to mention one person, but probably you can't find this person online as yet, who is my spiritual mentor. I actually had a lot of blockage before in my business. I used to work very hard and feel like I've learned so many things, went to different trainings, you name it, it's so many. I had so many certificates and I did a lot of things, but still didn't feel fulfilled. And I felt like I was trying so hard and why my business didn't really go to the stage I feel like to break through. And then I found my blockage. It is from energy point of view. Because as I mentioned before, I used to be exchanging my mindset. When I'm doing business before, I was like exchanging. Oh, what do you have? What I have, we exchange, right? So it's more like very transactional, to be honest with you. There's no deep connection there. When I do the business, done, like that. But after the solo awakening, after I really established the relationship with myself again to truly love myself to start with, I changed my intention now to win-win-win, which means, first of all, I see whether I'm truly happy about this, whether I'm loving myself by doing this. Then I'll think whether it'll be good for this person and then whether it'll be good for this world. So yes. I always start from this sequence now to really truly heart it from my love intention. So that actually changed the whole aspect of my life. And my business, surprisingly, I used to work so hard to put some appointments on my calendar, right? Yeah. Now I don't need to do any. It doesn't mean I don't need to work. What I mean is I just be myself. And magic just happened. Everything, resources, anything around me, just unlimited possibility just start to unfold. And that actually breaks through my biggest blockage in my business. I truly appreciate my spiritual mentor. Another thing, she actually really inspired me. She's a true leader with a whole integrity. And she is a living example. Do what she says and then say what she does, right? So, and also she inspired me about the true leadership. She said, why I say she's my spiritual mentor because she is a source herself. She channeled to the highest wisdom. So basically she told me the leadership, the best leader is true leadership is to help everyone become the best version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that wisdom actually stayed with me since I started to understand that and practice. So my spiritual mentor was so much wisdom, I have to say, and the truth to really that transfer my life and reflect to all aspects of my life. Yeah, so that's the person I would really shout out.
And if someone is connecting with you and they want to find out more, where can they find you online?
Oh, the best way is on LinkedIn. Yeah, just put Joanna Zhang. And if there are multiple of me there, they're just good operations. I believe you'll find the right Joanna Zhang there. Yes.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me on The Growth Signal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Grateful. Thank you.